If you've been in store, any store lately, you've seen lots of flowers. You've seen lots of candy, little heart candies that I think were. I think I liked them when I was a kid. I ate one later in life. It was pretty disgusting. But it said, you know, little, be my Valentine, and all these cards and everything. Valentine's Day is today. We're going to talk about that just briefly in the sermonette. It's also called sometimes, and you might have heard this, it's also called Hallmark Day. Have you ever heard that before, that term before? What I found out is that it originally has to do, you know, with cards that were sold during this particular holiday. But specifically, it points out that it's a holiday based more on commercialism and then and that aspect rather than on the holiday itself. And if you think about it, isn't that what's really happened on Valentine's Day? There are other holidays, men's holidays also, that it's that way. But they said this year, as I looked, I was kind of amazed at what they say shoppers will spend this year on Valentine's Day. It's estimated they'll spend over $29 billion alone just on Valentine's Day in the United States. If you think it's not commercialized, you probably want to think again. There's no doubt about it. But what about Valentine's Day? We've heard about it before. If you look into Valentine's Day, we know that it's not something that we as God's people and as Christians should be observing. And others will say, well, what's wrong with it? You know, it's nice. You know, isn't love good? Shouldn't we celebrate love and consider all that? Let's talk about just where it came from. The 1973 World Book Encyclopedia tells us this regarding Valentine's Day. It says the customs connected with that day likely come from an ancient Roman festival called Lupercalia, which took place on February 15th. The festival honored Juno. Juno was the Roman goddess of women and marriage, and also honored Pan, P-A-N, the god of nature. If you read further in that article, it goes on to say this: for the people of ancient Rome, this festival of Lupercalia was an annual ritual believed to ward off evil spirits and increase fertility. Lupercalia, also known as, I'll try to pronounce it, Februatio, which we know comes from the month February. This Lupercalia was popular among many of the new converts of the fast-rising church at the time, especially the Catholic Church, I should say. In the book titled Celebrations, the Complete Book of American Holidays, it says this. It said, everywhere that mainstream Christians came into power, they immediately adapted the holidays and customs of the people to their own creed. And that was a book written by Robert Myers. 1972. The article goes on to say this. It says, such was the course of their action with this festival of Lupercalia. At the end of the 5th century, it says, while Pope Gelasius officially condemned the pagan Roman festival and banned its observance, many of its accompanying practices quickly appeared in a newly established holiday added by him, by the Pope, to the official church list of feast days in 496 AD, and that's when he named his officially St. Valentine's Day. It goes on to say, in the Book of Celebrations, it says, soon people were no longer looking to obtain fertility by being beaten with strips of animal skin called februa. Instead, they turned their focus to St. Valentine, the patron of, quote, engaged couples and anyone wishing to marry. Going on, it says, whose actual identity is even murkier than what connection he bore to romance. What amounted to a renamed, refurbished Lupercalia, the book says, then picked up steam, gradually adapting itself into Valentine's Day that we know today, which included the added element of Valentine cards, Cupid, who was the Roman god of erotic love. And it ends up, it says, Friendship and sending cards are wonderful things,
which is true.
I would add, God's not opposed to romance, of course, at the right time and in the right way. But we need to ask ourselves, does this pagan religious history of St. Valentine's Day, does it taint the modern practices? What does God have to say about it? That's most important. What does God have to say about observing pagan traditions, whether they are reframed, renamed, rehashed, or whatever? Turn over to Deuteronomy 12. This is a scripture that if you've been around long, you've heard read many times before. We'll pick it up in Deuteronomy 12, verse 29. And we'll read through verse 32. Deuteronomy 12, verses 29 through 32. It says, "When the Lord your God cuts you off from before you, the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land," it says, "take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, 'How did these nations serve their gods? I will do likewise.'" Verse 31, "You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates they have done to their gods, for they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods." Verse 32, and this is the focus of these scriptures here, it says, "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it." And we know that. We believe that. You know, although the customs and the practices of this ancient festival, Lupercalia, have been repackaged, they've been dressed up in the form of Valentine's Day, These verses that we just read here specifically indicate that they remain just as detestable as they always have been to our Creator's eyes. And again, instead of pagan days and practices, we know that our focus should be on God and His festivals. Well, the festivals God has listed in the Bible, which point us towards His love, and His love for us, and His amazing and incomparable plan for all of humanity. And in fact, is romantic love, which Valentine's Day supports, is that the only love that's important? See, I think that's a critical factor when we really get down to it. Now, I should love my mate throughout the whole year, not just on Valentine's Day. I should help and honor and love my family throughout the whole year. But as I do that, I also can't leave God out of the picture if I really claim to be a Christian. 1 John 5, verse 3. We're told a little bit more about another important love here. 1 John 5, 3, it says this. It says, "This is the love of God." Right? So as Christians, right, this has to come first, doesn't it? It says, "This is the love of God. We keep His commandments. His commandments are not burdensome." So we cannot, brethren, we cannot leave God out of the picture. But every year as we approach this day, we hear all the hoopla about Valentine's Day. And as we do, we need to just remember where it came from. And we need to remember how much that we need to love our mate throughout the year, not just on this specific day. And more importantly, to direct another vastly important aspect of love, and that is loving God and demonstrating that throughout the whole year.